know you mentioned, Brother Tony, it's interesting the point that you just made, because Ruth could have gleaned in another field, but she chose to glean in the field where Moab was, which to me, by application, says that she understood the importance of feeding on the Word of God. And you mentioned the fact, sometimes we focus so much on, you know, we're worried about maybe getting into things that we shouldn't get into. But maybe instead of focusing on what I should not do, if we focus on gleaning in God's field, gleaning on the Word of God, those things automatically fall off. You know, we're talking about Ruth, and certainly Boaz plays a huge role in who he represents. But the focus is that you see the responsibility and the importance of Ruth in knowing where to get her food. And because she knew where to get the food, she knew that she was supposed to feed on the Word of God, feed on the Lord Jesus. Because she knew how to do that, and because she did that, that made all the difference in her life. And you see how she was blessed, and she wound up later even falling on her face and thanking Boaz for the things that he said to her. So it's important that we glean in the right place. And when we glean in the right place, what that does is sets for us the right perspective on the things we should do and not do before the Lord, because that's what our focus is.
So, young sisters, no one's paying attention to me. No one's looking at me. No one's interested in me. What was Ruth doing? She was gleaning. Here comes Boaz. Whose damsel is this? Who does she belong to? If you want to get noticed, get in the field. Be busy. If there are spiritual young men or young men that have a spiritual desire or desire to grow spiritually, I'll tell you where they're going to observe you. Right? They say in the secular world, if you want a good wife, you don't go to a bar to look for a good wife. Right? Even unsaved men might dare to come into a house or church of God because they say that's where you'll find a good wife. But we know as spiritual individuals that we are going to find those who are spiritually like-minded, like desires, who are busy in the Lord's things. In a very practical way, you know, there's much work to be done in local assemblies. And sometimes we need to broaden our view, our perspective. You know, there are those who have children that might need some help with their children. There are those who are sick and shut in that might need some help. There might be something in the assembly that you might be able to help to do physically in the building. There might be camp work and Sunday school work. And then there's a young man who also, you know, he desires to be busy for the Lord. And you find him in the same field, as it were, working and his eyes on the Lord. And all of a sudden, and over some period of time, he observes you there, a co-laborer with the Lord. And all of a sudden, he observes you. If you want to be observed, if you want to be noticed, it's good to be noticed as someone who is working in the right field.
Mm-hmm. Brother Tony, but gleaning, and which we mentioned that it's reading the Word of God and studying and doing work for the Lord in that sphere. Well, I'm a sister, and why should I read the Scripture and read commentaries? I'm not going to teach anyway. I'm not going to make comments. Or why should I?
Excellent question.
All truth is given to brothers and sisters. And always we come to the role that is in a public setting is different. But there is no question in my mind that the sisters have a tremendous field of gleaning and of whatever they glean to share with others in different settings. One have said, men of God in the meeting were not made men of God in the meeting. They were made men of God in the house. And one will dare, when we follow the Scripture from beginning to end, to see that these godly individuals, you would read always that there was a godly mother behind them, a godly sister behind them, that really have presented things of Christ to them. So, dear sisters, all these things, as the question was raised, are for you. Because some of you teach Sunday school. They need to learn. Some of you will grow and be married. The children needs to learn. You are going to shape the new generation. It's not the brothers. We might have a certain influence with the ministry, with whatever, but the sisters are going to shape that new generation, and it starts from the house. Even in Titus, it's not only a household setting. Let the older sisters, you're going to be older to somebody, right? To teach the younger sisters how to do these things. So unless I'm gleaning as well, I'm going to come short in really relating the things of Christ to the next generation and those individuals and those occasions that the Lord has given me light and has given me understanding that I could do these things. The only difference is this. In a public setting like today, or when we are as an assembly, the role is different. But the gain of all the Word of God is available for all of us. I always say this, and I like to continue to say it until the Lord takes me home. When you take this wonderful hymn book that is in our hand, and there is 500 hymns, and I am sure I missed some sisters, some of the names, because some of them are anonymous and some of them are not known. But whatever I've seen around 80 hymns written by godly sisters that gleaned, trust me, that gleaned from the Scriptures. And you know, most of them that we're all aware of, you see, someone like me, I need help. I'm not acquainted with every hymn. But the hymns that I am so acquainted and taken by, I'm going to tell you, 75% are written by sisters. You know, talk about the Father's house, written by a sister. But all these things, I just want to respond in a little way that these gleaning is going to help in a great way a future generation, children, young sisters, and all these wealth of Boaz can be shared in the household and in other settings.
The Scriptures here bear that out. We see that Ruth gleaned, it says, and she took it, verse 18, she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she had sufficed. So she had something for Naomi, but she couldn't get anything for Naomi until she had gleaned herself. And so we see, again, there's clearly a field of service for sisters. I'll just ask her a question because Karen Berry's not here, and she would be embarrassed if I did. But raise your hand if you've ever received a birthday card from Karen Berry. And how many of you have received a word of encouragement from her? Now, she's a spiritual mother to me. She's also my mother-in-law. But you know, and we value those who, when there's you need a balanced opinion or you need direction for your life. And many times it's the sisters, it's our spiritual mothers, as well as our fathers, that we can turn to.
Well, let her know you said that.